The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And it just started up a pleasant, like, neighborly conversation. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, I get hit with a rock in my head.
Now, we're coming down the ramp. Newman was in front of me. Hernandez was coming toward us. As he passes us, Newman turns and says, "Nice game, pretty boy."
Not a tiny rock. Decent-sized rock. And I got dizzy. I got woozy. I was going down. I was like, whoa, what just happened? I look over to the little boy. And he goes, "I didn't do anything."
He spit on us. And I screamed out, "I'm it!"
And the spit ricocheted off him, and it hit me.
Mom goes, "Did something happen?" I go, yeah, I just got hit in the head with a rock. And he goes, "I threw a rock, but I threw it at the water." And the mom was like, "Did you throw a rock at this lady?" And he goes, "No, I didn't."
Unfortunately, the immutable laws of physics contradict the whole premise of your account. Allow me to reconstruct this, if I may, for Miss Bennis, as I've heard this story a number of times.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count. Our chairs stack it just like a mountain. You heard about it, she's
I know, she I know. Wants to ride it, she's trying to You're all very I'm surprised cool that I'm here today. Teflon, baby. Jason weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee Talking text line as I open it up. Bling. Does Jen still work here? She does.
Yeah.
That was quick.
What was quick?
I mean, I think you I mean, you owe a thank you to Joshy.
I got a limp mic.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than that.
Too bad there's no blue pills for that thing.
Fluff it a little.
Or yellow.
I am still here. I do still work here. In a shocking development, they have decided to allow me to stay after yesterday's little incident. I suppose it wasn't really a little incident, was it, Gabe?
No, you said the big one.
Yeah, that's why
I think that's the first time we've gotten the big one
Boom.
Through.
Yeah, I think that might be.
It didn't get through. Josh, he was quick with the...
Well, so to get us in trouble with, you know... The FCC, yes, he was quick with that. But if you were streaming, if you are watching on YouTube, yeah, it gets right through.
How quick did Joshy get it, though? You know, like, what's the Family Feud? Did you get it quick?
Very quick. The reason the reason I was nicknamed...
I'm loving that.
The reason I was nicknamed Big Cat as a youth was because my quick reactions. So my hand eye... And I know where that dump button is. I've had to use it on this show and on Scales of Unbrust quite a lot. It got there quick. Under a second.
Under a second?
You weren't gonna let it linger in case something accidentally went wrong.
So what you're saying is Family Feud, we should have you on our team.
Yeah,
you put
definitely.
Together a Family Feud
I think
I'd
be
team,
a great asset.
You'd be a ringer because of the quick hands.
I do that at, like, stoplights. Like, pretend it's drag racing.
Well,
see how quick I can get from the brake to the gas? That'd be good. You don't do that?
The way he entertains himself, I swear to God.
Again, he's got time. He's got to do something.
Exactly.
To keep, he's got a lot of alone time. You got
jobs and children.
He's like an only child that always has to entertain themselves when they're younger. That's basically what he is now.
You're like the kid with the purple crayon. We went and saw that movie, Harold and the Purple Crayon, and he's basically just using his imagination the entire time to draw things and create worlds. That's basically you without the crayon.
Yeah.
If we gave you a crayon, I bet you could create some magic.
I love crayons.
Why, we've got them the whiteboard.
Correct.
I do. I got in trouble with crayons in grade school.
What? Why? How
remember
do you
the old steam
crayons?
Heaters?
Oh,
no,
I
you're
see
not.
Where this is going. Yes, yes, I'm familiar.
I lined them up all on the heater in fourth grade. That warranted a call to the parents.
I bet it was beautiful, though.
It was really nice.
Really great. I mean,
smelled
if you had taken that heater out of there and replaced it, you probably could have sold that thing as art.
Mark Chamora.
Yes.
Art, you know, once you
I
blow
thought
up,
it was cool.
Your career blows up. I never had an incident like that in school. Oh, no, that's not true. It's interesting how my brain was like, wait a minute. I got in trouble in school for, well, I think
swearing?
You can say
this. Yeah, when did you first start swearing? Like, fifth grade, I think.
So, honestly, you want to know what it was for me?
What?
I read, so it was after you guys had won the Super Bowl, and Brett put out an autobiography. And I swear, every fourth word in that is a swear word.
Really?
So then, again, like, I'm a fifth grader. I want to be cool. I want to be like Brett Favre. I'm dropping the F-bomb all the time.
So, wait, did you, like, bring the book to school or bring the book on the bus and, like, read it to your pals? Like, it was some sort of, like,
no,
sorted...
No, like, I mean, did I have it? Because there would be, like, reading time or whatever, and that would be, like, the book I was reading.
Did your teacher know that you were reading F-bomb, F-bomb, F-bomb?
Had no idea.
Does that make it legal?
What do you mean?
In your parents' eyes. If you're reading it.
Well, I mean, as long as I don't say it out loud, I don't think my parents really care.
What
right?
if your teacher had called on you and been like, Gabe,
read this aloud?
Could you please read your book to the class? What would you have done?
I would have read my book aloud to the class, and then I probably would have got sent to the principal's office.
I used to have so much fun with my brothers, beat my nephew, right? He was like six. So every time he'd say, eat fish, he'd say, eat shh. And I'd be like, Jake, eat fish, eat shh. In a crowd?
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of fun.
Again, the things you did to entertain yourself. So the one thing I got reprimanded for big time in elementary school was, I don't know if I can do this on the radio.
Yeah, you can. Based on what you said yesterday, you're fine. I'll take the heat.
No, you won't.
You're right.
Gabe will take the heat. Do you know the song, There's a place in France where the naked ladies dance. There's a hole in the wall where the... No? Nothing?
That's kind of like a rupture.
Does anybody know that song?
Sounds like a made-up song.
Where the men can see it all, but the men don't care because they're wearing underwear. I don't know.
That is like a rupture. You know a rupture?
What? Like an Achilles tendon rupture?
No.
The rapture?
Yeah,
that's
something completely different.
When you're running down the hall and you're hit the wall, it's a rupture. When you're sliding down a rail and you're catching it's a rupture.
I've never heard this before.
No?
So again, these are just songs that kids make up. And
it's just the tune.
Yeah.
You ever hear it, Joshy?
No, I've not heard
you know
it.
What
I've
I'm,
heard neither of your two
You know
songs.
What I need to substitute in there?
I'm getting what you're putting down.
Picking up what you're putting down.
Okay. Just wasn't sure.
You know what I'm saying. No, what could it possibly be?
So there's a song that my daughters sing. They're 4 and 6. They learned it at school. We were not thrilled when they brought it home, but it's not the worst thing in the world. It's a little bit cute. Shall I sing it for you this morning?
Go for it.
Yeah. What the hell?
Pineapple, coconut, big banana, 2 juicy oranges right behind ya. So basically, they're using fruit.
They got a good mental picture there.
Yeah, they don't know.
Yeah.
Well, they do now. I mean, we explained to them what the banana was.
who taught them that song?
Some girl at school. That's the thing. The kids go to school, and they learn all of this stuff that you don't have any control over. You know?
Does your son swear in front of you at this point?
It depends on the context. Like, they can't say, bleep you, Mom. No.
Yeah.
But they could say, oh, practice was so bleeping hard today. Like, yeah, that's fine. You know, you're using it as to accentuate the difficulty of the practice. I'm fine with that.
Do you swear in front of your parents?
Not often, man.
I was going to say, I can
terrified.
I have a feeling about what?
Terrified. No, not going to swear in front of my parents. Don't like it. I remember, I mean, it's obviously happened a few times in high school. It's not good.
Uh-huh.
It just ends poorly for everybody.
Chew.
No.
You don't swear as much as your wife swears, right?
Correct.
I can't imagine Charlene would stand for F-bombs in front of her.
It was more UB, Uncle Bill.
Josh and Heartland weighing in saying, what about the diarrhea song when you're riding in a Chevy and you're feeling kind of heavy diarrhea?
Yeah, I remember those. Those are good.
Yeah. Yeah, these are all, yes.
But you can't think of any, like, a little, like, ditty from school?
Do we have them? Yeah. Can I remember them offhand? I cannot. I cannot.
14-year-old me would probably have dozens to sing for you.
Oh, yeah. All of them very appropriate, I'm sure.
Yes, but your brain, as you've gotten older, has been like, we don't need that information anymore, and it has basically, you know, like the scene in Inside Out where they're cleaning out the old memories. They're taking the vacuum and they're cleaning out the old memories. I feel like that's what's happening in Joshy's brain when it comes to the old songs. 800-990-3776. You got any ditties from back in the day, from when you were a child. Playground ditties. The diarrhea one comes to mind. Chewy's rupture song.
There's another one, Rubber Balls and Liquor. Remember that one?
No, okay, again,
I'm
no.
just saying.
No.
Do you remember how it went?
No.
Oh, come on.
Someone will know. Someone will know.
Rubber Balls and Liquor? It was a playground ditty?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's ditty.
I don't know. It was kind of fun to say.
I think we should be clear. Songs you sing.
Yeah, that's what a ditty is. A fun little ditty. I don't know. It's fun to say ditty. Unless you're talking about P. Diddy, in which case he's canceled.
That becomes less fun to talk about.
It does. That's right. Rubber Balls.
Were we naughtier than our kids, though?
Different naughty.
I can tell you, when it came to cars, yeah.
Well, yeah, you let off an M80 inside of a car, blew up the seat, and then blamed it on your cat somehow.
The best one was flat tracking around the track in the Chevy, and then having baseball practice the next day, and they found a hubcap. I told you that one.
Oh, yeah, but you should probably retell it since you're halfway through it.
Yeah, we decided to flat track around the track, just rain.
What's flat track, you mean?
Racing. In a car around the high school track.
Gotcha. You drove cars onto the track and raced them.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Lost a hubcap. Didn't know that until we went to practice the next day. And like, hey, they found a hubcap. We look over at mom's station wagon. We're like, oh, boy. The front hubcap. Get that thing out of here. And it didn't help that it was buried in mud. Got away with it, though.
Different kind of trouble because there was less surveillance when we were kids.
Yes.
I always say there's cameras everywhere now. So it's kind of the admonishment or the advice I give to Chase and his buddies when they decide to go out and, you know, be kids, be teens. Hey, just remember, everybody's got a Ring doorbell, you know? So you want to do a little ding dong ditch, at least be smart enough to figure out who doesn't have the technology to bust your butt. You know, they wanted to go TPing, whatever, a year or so ago. And I was like, again, I'm sure there are people out there who do not have the technology to bust you, but, you know, at least try to figure out who those people are before you throw toilet paper into their trees. So I think different kind of trouble. You know, I think we had to entertain ourselves, much like you said, Chu, where you were trying to find things to do.
Yeah.
And oftentimes the more dangerous it was, the more fun it was. I don't know that our kids have that luxury anymore, which is a little sad. You know, some of that's how you do your growing up. Some of it is all part of that evolution of a human being. Joshy, I'm sure you got in trouble.
For sale sign was another good one.
Taking for sale signs?
And then sticking them, in like seven of them in your buddy's lawn. Yeah, that was always fun.
Yeah, but does anybody use for sale signs now? Isn't everything zero?
Well, they bury them in
there. Well, no, they bury them. Like, yeah, there's a couple in our neighborhood. Yeah, it's just you're not picking up that big post out of the ground.
It's like Sword of the Stone all of a sudden.
Well, before it was just like the little like metal wire thing. You just pick that thing.
Like the political sign.
Yeah, it's basically a political sign you'd throw in the front lawn.
Yeah.
Folks are weighing in with their ditties from back in the day. Their little playground ditties. Some of them we cannot say.
I was someone called to let me know on the rubber bands and liquor one. We will not be repeating that on the radio.
Did you at least
I told you someone would know.
Look it up on your own. Yeah.
I got one here. Whistle while you work. One dictator is a jerk. Another one bit his weenie. Like, I mean, they're just like children.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're the best. Give us your childhood ditties, the songs you sang on the playground as we roll on here on Jed, Gabe, and Chewy. Lots of stuff to get to. AJ Dillon stepped in front of the camera, stepped in front of the microphones, is defending his production for the Green Bay Packers, and Jordan Love saying why he's better at the deep ball this year than last year. We are underway here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So remember he said his birthday?
Yeah.
Maybe we get a little freaky.
Yeah. Like and everyone's like, oh, look at our horny little boy. We're so good for him. Like, everybody's so supportive of Giannis, they just kind of look past it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We will share some of your childhood playground ditties as the show goes on. You guys are doing a great job of weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, and we got a lot of good ones. And they're not very appropriate, but we're going to do them anyway. Let's talk about our guy, AJ Dillon. Joshy, I believe it was you who sent a text last night saying that the Green Bay Packers have signed another running back. Is that correct?
Yes, he was a running back that the Packers signed last season. He's a star of the UFL. His name is escaping me right now.
Nate McCrary.
They signed him last training camp when they were in a pinch. They just needed bodies. They have now since re-signed that person, which I imagine is a replacement for Marshawn Lloyd, who is missing some extended amount of time.
Yeah. So that is the latest at the running back position for the Green Bay Packers. Yesterday, A.J. Dillon stepped in front of the camera, stepped in front of the microphones. And look, there have been conversations about A.J. Dillon and about A.J. Dillon's production. And you knew, based on the contract that the Green Bay Packers gave A.J. Dillon, that this is sort of a tryout. This is sort of a, all right, show us what you can do. Show us how you can contribute to this offense. And we'll decide if you are still a guy we want to keep around, if you are still a guy that we want carrying the rock for us. Take a listen to A.J. Dillon yesterday defending his recent performances on the gridiron.
On Saturday, you didn't have a ton of opportunities, of course, trying to get, you know, the second, third, and one. When you look back on film, you know, people on Twitter might say, why can't he get a yard? Like, what did you see when you watched back? Is there, like, it seems like, is there no room? Like, you know, like,
there's nothing to, like, what can you do at some point?
I graded a 98%. If you know football, you watch the tape, and you don't look at the stats, and you are actually put yourself in the game, somebody else go out there and do more than what I did. That's just a situation, and that's football. And sometimes you have a drive like that where, you know, a block doesn't happen here, block didn't happen there. I don't know what Twitter said because I don't go on Twitter unless I'm posting something, but I can imagine somebody, you know, like, there's nowhere you're going to go there in those certain situations. But in all honesty, man, like, if you don't live inside my house, your opinion to me is so secondary that I couldn't be bothered with it. But to anybody on Twitter or whatever, you can't do what we're doing. Just enjoy, just watch. And I promise you, everybody in this building is working their ass off to do the best they can.
Lot to unpack there, Chew. Your reaction?
You ever hear of a make a guy miss? I guess not. No, and I don't want to beat up on the guy, but if you look at his average yards per carry, it has gone down every year.
Mm-hmm.
5.3 first year, 4.3 the next, 4.1. And for a big guy, I would say you should have more of an average than that. And to last year, 3.4. So it's just going down. I don't expect it to go up. It's just this, I've seen this movie before, you know? And I don't think he's a big contributor of special teams. Is he, Gabe?
No.
So then what's your value? I mean, sure, you're a nice guy. Great. People love you, but dude, you always have to look to upgrade positions. And this is a position that, like, I'll say this right now, knock on wood. The starting running back gets hurt and is out for 8, 9, 10 games. Do you feel comfortable with him being your number one back?
No, because he got that audition last year, too.
Yes.
When Aaron Jones was out for 5 or 6 games.
Yeah.
And it was bad.
He doesn't pass the eye test. Great, you graded out 98%. You know what? You know what happens if I catch a ball at 3 yards, nice catch, and then fall down when no one is in front of me for 50 yards? That's a plus, right? So he does not. He just doesn't pass the eye test.
I guess I might be able to buy what A.J. Dillon is selling if there weren't other guys who went out there and had success. If you didn't have Emmanuel Wilson go out there. If you didn't have Howard go out there, the kid from Alcorn State, like if they didn't go out there and were able to move the chains, I'd be like, oh yeah, tough sledding. Sometimes that happens, right? Team is good at defending the run. So, like you can come up with those types of things. But this was the same game, same opportunities, Gabe, and they had more success.
You're 2nd and 1. You needed 1 yard. You got the ball 3 times in a row. Couldn't get the first down. I'm not expecting in short yardage situations to be perfectly blocked every time. Guys are loading the box. I'm not expecting 100% success rate. Because as Frank used to say, Chew, other guys get paid too.
But is
1 out of 3? Is that asking too much? Apparently that's asking too much of this guy. Is 1 out of 3 times when they turn around and you hand off the football to you, you can't get a yard.
And there's always going to be one more defender in the box that you can't block because the quarterback's dead. All he does is hand the ball off. So now it's 11 on 10.
Well, Michael Pratt will lay a lock for you. We saw that.
But a lot of times you got to make a guy miss. And he just doesn't have that ability. Look, his feet are so slow.
For a guy who's in the best shape of his life, for a guy who's now, oh man, he's a big guy. He's got abs. Big, have abs. That's impressive. For a guy whose nickname is Quadzilla, you can't put your shoulder down and push a guy 3 feet.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, let me ask you this. Marshawn Lloyd, if they put him on the practice squad, would he be gone?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do? Keep three backs?
Yeah.
When you have a plethora of receivers, you might want to keep four tight ends. You have offensive line question marks where you might have to keep an extra one of them. So you're going to keep a third back on the roster because he's a nice guy?
Well, let me ask you guys this. Is this a foregone conclusion? Are we just spinning our wheels here on A.J. Dillon? When it's all said and done and they cut down the roster, isn't he going to be on the outside looking in? I mean, to the point that Chewy just made from a numbers standpoint, I know we got some injuries that we're dealing with, but also, like Joshy said, they just added this other kid. Like,
he's a body. He's not going anywhere. He's just a camp body.
You know what they do with nice guys?
I'm talking about, is he going to be on the roster this season?
Is A.J. Dillon?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, well, because
I don't know if Marshawn Lloyd's going to be ready for the season. The Packers don't seem to know that. And if Marshawn Lloyd's not ready for the season, like, they're probably getting A.J. Dillon, the more I thought about what Joshy said on Monday, they keep giving A.J. Dillon these opportunities. He's the number two guy coming out. And unless that suddenly changes over these next two preseason games, and Emmanuel Wilson is the one who's coming out with those number twos, and he's the one getting the opportunities earlier in games, clearly they see something. Obviously, I mean, they're telling him something differently than what we're seeing. Because again, he was defiant about, hey, I graded out 98%. Clearly the coaching staff is happy with him. Clearly the coaching staff likes him. For some odd reason, they seem to trust him. I'm not sure why.
There's two signs here, okay? Because what they do with nice guys like this, they cut him early and say, we want to give him an opportunity to catch on with other teams. Or they don't play him at all, which when they don't play a guy at all like that, that means they don't want him to get hurt so they can cut him.
Mm-hmm. But he's getting opportunities, man. He was the first one out there after Josh Jacobs. He was the next one out there.
Would you like to see them switch that up against Denver? Would you like to see Wilson get the first crack after Jacobs?
Well, Jacobs, I don't think is playing. I don't think his offensive starters are playing.
So will Wilson then? Would you like to see him get the first
Yeah, I would like
nod?
To see him be the first one out there. Because he's, again, even with the limited opportunities he got last year, he seemed to be more productive than A.J. Dillon.
Yeah, he showed more.
What do you make of his reaction to the question?
He's got rabbit ears.
And we talked about this the other day, didn't we?
I thought it was interesting. You never want a guy who goes out and says, I did my job. Yeah, they didn't block great up there, but I did what I was supposed to. That doesn't bode well. And I think it was interesting. It was the first time he kind of showed his teeth before, like ever. The first time he kind of had a reaction where he's Mr. Nice Guy, Mr. Smiley. I thought it was a distinct change in behavior from him.
Well, I never like it when guys throw out the line, if you know anything about football or if you watch football or da-da-da-da-da. Well, that's such a passive-aggressive insult to the media members who are just trying to do their jobs.
I mean, I just follow the lead of this guy. This guy had a very highly successful NFL career. So when he's telling me, yeah, okay, fine, maybe you grade out well. However, there's more to the game than just getting a 98%.
When you're in that situation, when you're a short yardage back, you should be going into it, all right, there's going to be leakage. There's going to be leakage. I'm going to have to do something. And I can't remember what player it was, either the first or second. His feet just stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, someone missed a block. Yeah, there's confusion. You know when we go short yardage goal line and they're throwing a ball, right?
Yeah.
To the tight end? I know I ain't getting off the ball easy. I know that they're going to go, hey, yeah, here. I think it's going to be run. I'm just going to let you go right out. That doesn't happen. So you have to be like, your mindset has to be, all right, they're going to try and knock the crap out of me here. I better have a move or I'm going to get screamed at. It's kind of the same thing when you're a short yardage back. You should be expecting leakage, right? You should be expecting to have to make a quick move and then get vertical. He doesn't do that.
Is it as simple as Dillon has shown enough in his time in Green Bay to be considered a reliable option if not a dynamic option, right? I don't think anybody is out here thinking he's going to be Derrick Henry. We haven't seen that from him. I don't think anybody is convincing themselves that that's who AJ Dillon is. But his ability to catch it out of the backfield, like are there things there that the team goes, oh, he's got things he does fine, and there's a number of things he does fine, and in order to cobble that skill set together, we'd have to have two or three other guys. So we've got one guy who does a number of things fine. That to us is an asset. I'm just trying to understand the mindset of whoever's putting the roster together saying it is absolutely worth it for us to keep this guy around. Is it as simple as, well, he's not making enough money to be a liability. He's not hurting anybody, so... Is that it?
I think the best thing for A.J. Dillon is this: the mystery surrounding the hamstring of Marshawn Lloyd. Because to Chewy's point, because the receiver battle just seems, I mean, Grant DuBose is you know, coming up out of nowhere, and Bo Melton didn't have a great game, but they really want to keep Bo Melton. So how many receivers are they going to end up keeping, and how many tight ends are they going to have end up keeping? And typically the Packers, the last couple of years, have been able to cut that corner. A lot of teams will keep three running backs. Packers have only kept two. With Jones and Dillon, and then guys like Emmanuel Wilson have been able to be brought up off the practice squad, get made active members as injuries have happened. With Marshawn Lloyd, if they wanted to keep two running backs, I don't think anybody's picking up A.J. Dillon. If somebody was going to pick up A.J. Dillon, he would have signed a different contract than what he signed with the Packers.
I mean,
I think they could probably storm away on the practice squad if Marshawn Lloyd is healthy enough, but that's the big question mark, is the health of him.
But last year, Emmanuel Wilson's rush average was 6.1. A.J. Dillon's 3.4. So if we're gonna say, look, we're grading these kickers, the best man wins, Emmanuel Wilson's better than A.J. Dillon. Would you agree?
Small sample size.
I think also in context, they're asked to do different things typically. I think that matters. I mean, I think the problem is Emmanuel Wilson just isn't that far and above away better to this point.
But I think he's a better option because he also has special teams value.
I think you're absolutely correct. And I mean, both Ashton and Gabe made me out to be the A.J. Dillon supporter, which
we did not do that. You did that to yourself.
Which for a calendar year, I've been saying Emmanuel Wilson's better than... And who was the previous young guy they had in town last 2 years ago? Like, A.J. Dillon is what A.J. Dillon is. The Packers feel comfortable with him. I think he's the more logical replacement for Josh Jacobs. So to them, that gives them value as somebody who can step in that spot.
All right, reaction rolling into this conversation about A.J. Dillon, who yesterday responded to questions about his production early in the preseason. John weighing in saying, in Denver, the Packers need to play Emmanuel Wilson ahead of A.J. Dillon to see what Wilson can do against a better defensive line, see if Dillon struggles against the third teamers. Meanwhile, we have Justin weighing in saying, it was a terrible pick at the time. It is time to move on. Giants backs generally aren't that good in today's NFL. Derrick Henry is an exception to the rule. Giant backs, not giant as in the New York Giants. He married into a super rich family in the Green Bay area. He's the mayor of Door County. He will be fine, folks. I don't think anybody's worried about A.J. Dillon being fine if he's going to survive being cut by the Green Bay Packers. What we're trying to figure out is why are they keeping him around if his production continues to wane, if it continues to dwindle? Some of it is the injuries at the position. Some of it is that he knows the system, knows the offense. Beyond that, I'm trying to figure it out because I am of the belief of you are constantly trying to upgrade. You are constantly trying to find better than what you have. And if they have that in Emmanuel Wilson, or maybe even in this draft pick, Lloyd is his last name?
Marshawn Lloyd.
Then maybe they need to just rip the Band-Aid off. One more.
Well, I mean, again, that's why they drafted Marshawn Lloyd. I mean, they drafted him relatively high to be a part of that. That's why he's not going anywhere. There are two guaranteed roster spots for the running back positions. Whether they keep a third is up to Wilson and Dillon.
Do you think Dillon's production would go up if the Packers gave him $100 bonus for every yard gained after contact?
No, I do not. I do not.
I think he's motivated by money just incapable of...
I think he's incapable of doing it. I think if he was able to do that, I think we would have seen it more consistently over the last four seasons.
800-990-3776. Having a conversation about A.J. Dillon. What do you make of how A.J. Dillon handled that response? Shouldn't he be able to get the yard, as Gabe said? How many tries, Gabe?
Three! Second and one. Three times. Lost a yard, gained a yard, got stuffed. Figure, like, is it that? Am I asking too much, Chewy? Am I being unreasonable? You tell me.
You
got to
make a guy mess.
If I'm being unreasonable.
You got to make a guy mess.
We'll take a break here on Jed Game and Chewy. Roll on right after this.
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, you might be dealing with low testosterone, not even realize it. As you get a little bit older, maybe you're tired, groggy, just, you know, kind of don't like feel like yourself. That's what happened to me. I thought, okay, getting older, just have to get used to this. Getting up earlier for the morning show, got to get used to this. But it doesn't have to be that way. If your testosterone levels are low, which you can find out by booking an appointment at lowtusa.com and going out to Mentality, you can then start working with them. And it's a customized testosterone treatment plan for you. So my testosterone treatment plan, probably a little bit different. They want to make sure that your testosterone levels are where they need to be for you. So go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality. LowTUSA.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, everyone who I let try borscht likes it. They don't love it, but it's not enough. It's a liver.
What an endorsement.
This is your pitch.
But hold on.
Hey, yeah, like, guys, good luck. I don't even have to talk anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN.
What food has the worst scent?
Cauliflower.
Ooh, that's a good one. Cooked cauliflower, though, because regular cauliflower is just regular, right?
Smells like B.O.
Does a little bit.
Worst smelling food.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, they don't smell great.
Like boiled
sauerkraut doesn't smell great.
Cabbage.
Sauerkraut. Love cabbage.
Fish.
Yeah, fish is a good one, yep. Yeah. In the microwave especially, that's a bad smell. How do we feel about mayonnaise? Do we like mayonnaise? Does mayonnaise have a good smell? Yes. Would you want to wear mayonnaise?
Gives me the cheeks.
I mean, mayonnaise doesn't really have... I mean, does it have a smell? Sure, but it's like...
It's like a dairy
It's
tinge.
Like subtle, you know?
It's a little musk. A mayo musk? Yeah, there is.
I don't feel like when I'm in or around... Mayo, that's the prevailing smell. I feel like if it's on a sandwich, I smell the meats more. The bread.
Yeah.
It feels like it's
more of a subtle thing.
Like, when you smell mayo is when you got a giant tub of it and you're scooping it out.
It's gone bad.
Yes. To me, it's not a particular smell I even really think about.
Well, you're going to be thinking about it a lot more now because Will Levis, the quarterback of the Titans, has created a parfum de mayonnaise. This sounds terrible. This is horrible.
This is just a joke, right?
No.
I mean, it's supposed to be funny.
Just like when Snoop Dogg was changing his name and then wasn't changing. Or he was like giving IHOP. Up smoke. Or he was giving up smoking. And it was just a commercial for like the smokeless campfire you can have in your backyard.
Will Levis and Hellman's unveiled their latest partnership on Tuesday morning. Will Levis number 8. Which is, of course, his football number as well, guys. A specialty fragrance capitalizing on the viral fame he earned in college when he posted a video of himself drinking coffee with mayonnaise mixed in. Pause for a moment. That was awful, right? Didn't a bunch of people try it, too? Did we try it? Why do I feel like we tried mayonnaise in coffee when that whole Will Levis thing went viral?
Maybe we did, and I've just blocked it out because it was that bad.
I feel it. I don't know why. I'm feeling like we did something.
Feels like something we would do, but I think that one we blocked out because it was terrible.
How does someone become such a mayonnaise aficionado? Like, of all the condiments out there, is mayonnaise one that we should be putting near the top of the power rankings, Chew?
No, it's disgusting. It's bad for you. It's gross. Ugh, I hate mayonnaise. Ugh.
I mean, I'd like to accuse...
Like tuna. Tuna is better with ranch dressing its melder. What is that all about?
He dinged you. I think he agrees.
That was a misclick.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
You can't give the exasperated voice and then give me the thumbs up.
You put ranch with your tuna?
You know what I put on my tuna fish sandwich?
I mean, you've got bad food takes, so tread lightly.
Vinegar.
What? Fish and vinegar?
Fish and chips and vinegar.
Speaking of another bad
very
smell,
good. Try
vinegar.
It.
I thought you were going to say a song. Fish and chips and vinegar. Vinegar on the tuna, huh? Well, that is a new one.
That's something.
But
that's
is it delish. Because you refuse to use mayonnaise?
Yeah, mayonnaise is
So just... you're just vinegaring by default.
Can't you get sick from mayonnaise? It's just eggs, right?
Okay. Well, I mean, if it's like expired, sure.
I don't think it's that you dislike mayonnaise. You're a big consistency guy. Like when we talk about guacamole, you're guacamole because of the consistency. You always say it looks like baby puke.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is for you in mayonnaise. It's more of like the thick kind of like globiness of mayonnaise that kind of really gets under your skin. Am I right?
Isn't it raw eggs though?
I have not done a lot of time researching the ingredients.
I would gather they're rather pasteurized. If I would bet that Hellmann's isn't putting out a product that could give us E. coli just for existing.
Then why, if you leave a sandwich out for an extended amount of time with mayonnaise, you can't eat it? Like, I left the sub in my truck the other day from Cousins, delicious Italian combo, and it had the oil on it. It was probably in my truck for 6 hours, and it was delicious. Was that wrong?
But no mayonnaise.
No mayonnaise. Yeah. Mayonnaise, you got to throw it out after like 3 minutes.
I don't know if I would eat any sort of meat that has just been sitting in a truck
for
6 hours.
Well, listen to my theory here. Here's my theory.
Oh, here we go.
So it was hot out, right? Yes. My truck was a little black interior, a little warm. But I'm going to put it in the microwave anyways to warm it up because it's much better.
That's not...
Let me counter that with when they made the Italian.
Yes.
And all the meats they're putting on there.
Correct.
Where were they getting said meat? Was it in a cooler?
The whole thing in the grocery store where, you know, it's open.
Uh-huh.
That's not really a cooler.
It is cool.
It literally is,
and they get tested all the time to make sure the coolness is there.
I don't think so.
You can see, they have the checks. There's like the health department stops by.
Yeah.
Also, I want to stop something before it goes any further. Cooking something and letting it sit at a temperature where bacteria can fester, very different things. There's a difference between cooking...
If you cook it long enough, it's fine. Like, I made burger last night that was...
I made burger?
Oh, this is new for you.
Yeah, you've never heard him just call...
Hamburger meat.
Yeah, ground beef is burger. Yeah.
It is burger.
Ground beef is burger.
It's not a hamburger.
We forgot to give you the old...
If anything, it is hamburger.
It's ground beef.
The glossary,
there is no burger on the end of it. A hamburger is something you put in a bun and eat.
Yes.
So you don't go to the store and buy hamburger.
No, you buy ground beef.
You buy hamburger.
You buy ground beef.
Yeah, you could call it that if you're bougie. But you're not buying my thing on the sandwich?
No, because, again, so when you put it in the microwave, it gets hotter, believe it or not. I know when you got in the truck and you're like, oh, black interior, this even feels really warm. You know what's even warmer?
What?
The microwave!
So it killed all the germs.
No.
No!
Like, I overcooked a hamburger last night to make sure everything was dead.
Yeah, guess what that temperature probably was?
What?
Up around 180 to 200 degrees. Guess what it was not in your truck?
Did you eat this sandwich yesterday?
No.
Oh, because today you came in feeling a little sick. Yeah. I thought maybe I had put two and two together for us. Are you guys even a little bit curious about what is in the mayonnaise perfume, the mayonnaise cologne?
No.
What? Well, for the sake of the show, pretend. Tarte Lemon, Mayonnaise Accord. What is Mayonnaise Accord? Is that like the eau de mayonnaise? Like the scent of mayonnaise? What is Mayonnaise Accord? I'm going to need to know that. Coffee
would be a good perfume.
See, this is how I know this perfume is not real.
Musk and vanilla. Hellmann's is advertising the product not only as its first fragrance, but the first scent produced by any condiment company. Bottles of Will Levis No. 8 can be purchased for just $8 at willlevisnumber8.com. It feels like we should probably order a bottle of the old mayonnaise perfume and just see what
sold
we're
out.
Working with.
What?
Will Levis, so this is the first headline when you Google Will Levis. Will Levis teams with Hellmann's for mayonnaise cologne, and it's sold out.
What are they asking for a bottle?
$8.
That's cheap.
It's mayonnaise.
So when you read those details there, the coffee, musk, and creamy vanilla, those are all things that are in like typical scents.
Yeah.
Some, yeah.
So it's like, I don't know how much... The mayonnaise accord feels like another way of saying essence of mayonnaise.
You're saying it's gimmicky. You're saying the mayonnaise is the gimmick. Because the coffee and the vanilla and the lemon, canceled those are out. All things that you would put in a cologne anyway.
Right. Those are
typical. Just threw a little mayonnaise in there to make it gimmicky, and it obviously worked, the fact that it's already sold out.
You know what would be a good cologne? Peanut butter.
Disagree.
You want to walk around smelling like peanut butter?
You want dogs coming up to you?
Yeah. Like, you hate dogs.
My dog would be whole.
Maybe you stay away from food scents since you don't like
the
animals.
No, because fruit are the best.
I do like a fruit scent. You know what? So here's what happens. You ever go to Home Goods and look at the candles? Right? You walk around and you're picking out candles. My husband and I have very, very, very different preferences. I like a fresh, clean,
lilac,
citrus. Not lilac so much, but citrusy. That's my go-to. That's my space.
I'm not big on citrus.
Dario is cupcake, birthday cake, vanilla.
Those.
Like, I don't want food scents in my house. It's just gonna make me hungry. So I don't do the birthday cake. I don't do the vanilla. I don't do the cupcake. I don't do the sugar cookies. I don't do all of those foodie scents in my house.
What would you do if he showed up at home with a birthday cake candle? Like, you get home from you get back from Ireland, you know, long trip. He's cleaned the house. But just kind of freshen up things.
Yeah,
look,
fiction,
I understand.
Sure.
Yes, I understand what I'm doing here. But, you know, but then on the countertop, there's a birthday cake candle that he's lit to kind of, again, provide that little ambiance throughout the house. Are you blowing out the candle and immediately throwing it away?
I am blowing out the candle and I am Pat McAfeeing it into the woods. And punt!
One,
speaking of
two,
punt,
three.
We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We roll on after this. If you love sports betting, you got to make your way to the Sportsbook at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. It has everything a sports fanatic could want and more. Get the ultimate experience with dozens of self-service betting kiosks, seating for more than 200 people, a broadcast booth, a first-class bar, their brand new restaurant, The Kitchen, that VIP deck that you can rent out for special occasions, and, of course, the video wall over 2,000 square feet. If you're in a rush, they have free parking as well. They've really figured it all out. It's a new era of sports betting at Potawatomi, so get in on the action.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So overrated.
Come on, his head is a pumpkin.
Yeah, he's so right. Chewy's never been more right about anything.
Ed Sheeran.
Chewy was right. Yeah. Holy Chewy was right.
Yeah. Imagine the helmet on that dome. It'd be the first 8.5 size. What the?
On 94.5 ESPN.
In my mind, when she's not right there beside me, I go crazy because he.
Keep getting us your playground songs. We started the show talking about how I got in trouble when I was in elementary school for singing There's a Place in France Where the Naked Ladies Dance. Hunter weighing in saying, when your boobs hang low, do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them over your shoulder like a Continental Soldier? Do your boobs hang low?
That smells of teacher written all over it.
Oh, you think they were singing about
yes,
the teacher?
Yes, of course they were.
Tough look.
Yeah.
Tough look.
Robert also weighing in saying, I also learned the There's a Place in France song when I was in kindergarten. A fifth grader was singing it on the bus. Then when I was a senior in high school, that same guy was a substitute teacher for my English class. I asked him if he remembered the song he taught us 12 years ago. He laughed and said, of course. That from Robert in the Falls. There's something about those songs that sort of embed themselves.
Well, because they're catchy.
Psyche.
I mean, they're a reason that children remember and sing them, because they're very catchy.
Again, the one that my daughters have been singing is Pineapple Coconut Big Banana.
Who comes up with these things?
Oranges.
The kids?
Behind you. I have no idea.
Because you know where most jokes come from?
Older siblings?
Yes. Nope. Most jokes come from... No idea.
Mom and Dad.
I'm
no
waiting
guess.
For an answer.
Television.
Hey, you got some riddle here we're trying to solve.
Prison.
Okay.
No!
Sure.
Think of the time!
And look, for some of us, the line between prison and our children is shorter than others. But for most people, you don't have a direct connection to those that are incarcerated. Am I right?
I don't know. I get letters sometimes.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but that's because you're like, you...
What, odd?
No, you're somebody famous who played in the NFL for a decade. You think Jen and I are getting letters from prison?
I'm telling you, that's where most good jokes come from. Yes! They have computers there, Gabe. What?
Well, then they're not the ones creating the jokes.
Again,
they're getting the jokes off the internet.
Let's use my children as the example. I don't think they learned the pineapple coconut song from somebody in jail. Like, no.
Just hanging out on the B block.
Oh, here's another one that we just got sent in. Miss Lucy had a steamboat. The steamboat had a bell. Miss Lucy went to heaven. The steamboat went to hello, operator. Does anybody remember that one?
That's no. Like shaving cream.
I do remember that one.
Please give me number 9.
Shaving
and if
cream.
You yeah. Disconnect shaving me. Yes. Cream. Yes. Yes.
That's a good song. They need to bring that back.
I kind of want to teach this one to my kiddos. Would it be okay if I teach my kiddos the Miss Lucy had a steamboat one?
Is that the big boobed one?
You have to deal with it.
Yeah, you're the one who's yeah. You got to deal with the repercussions.
Ask me no more questions. Tell me no more lies. The boys are in their bathroom zipping up. The flies are in the country. The bees are in the dark or park. Miss Lucy and her boyfriend are kissing in the D-A-R-K-D-A-R-K-D-A-R-K dark. No? Nothing?
No, it's fine. The teachers will understand if it's your kids.
They're listening on their way to school exactly. Right now going, oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, my poor children. It's unfortunate. All right, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on. Lots of stuff to get to in the second hour of the show. Stick around.